This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to welcome back Tess Martin. She's the president of Speak Out Brevard, and Jazzy Hennings, the vice president of Speak Out Brevard. Well, let's start out, first of all, by talking a little bit about what Speak Out Brevard does.
Our mission is really to get citizens engaged in their local government. We spend a lot of time looking at the federal level, but there's a lot that goes on in your municipal, your county, and your state government. So really, we want to get people engaged in that and let them know how to contact their representatives, when to contact them. And also, now that we have the 2018 election cycle coming up, and it's going to be super important, and a lot of times people don't vote in the midterms, we want to make sure that people know who is running, what their stances are and issues that they find important, and then just give them as much information as possible when they go to the ballot so that they know who they want to vote for, who's going to represent them, and who's going to be accountable to them. So our mission is really just to inform so that people can make the choice that's best for them.
I think that we have a perceived separation of citizens from the government, and especially when it comes to local levels, whether it's the state or the county or the city, sometimes we forget how much more approachable these representatives are, that sometimes we share a grocery store with them or we'll see them at a restaurant and not know that they're there. So I think that it's so important for us to remember that we do need to have our voices heard, and it's a much better opportunity because these people share our communities with us and oftentimes do share our concerns, but they need to hear from us. We can't forget that even on a local level, this is a government that is elected by us for us. So it's our duty to express our concerns, and it's their duty to use common sense and factual data to implement fiscally responsible and ethical solutions to the problems that we face here in Brevard and here in Florida.
You have an event coming up?
Yes. We are hosting next Wednesday, October 11th at Palm Bay Magnet High School's auditorium, a forum featuring Chris King. He is a gubernatorial candidate running in 2018. So we want to bring him into the county so people have access to him to ask him questions. He's going to do a question and answer session, let people know what he stands for. People don't come to Brevard. They ignore us a lot. So we want to make sure that we are, you know, we have influence. We're building that in Brevard so that candidates will come from out of town and just make us a priority. So people have access to them. They can ask them questions and find out, is this someone who's going to represent my values? Is this someone who's progressive? Is this someone who is going to be accountable to me? And you don't get that unless that person makes where you live a priority. Exactly. Wednesday the 11th, the doors open at 5:30. We're going to have local groups that are tabling starting at 5, so people can show up early if they like. And then the speakers will start at 6. And we're going to have Anna Escamani, who's running for Florida House seat 47 over in Orlando, but she has a lot of close ties to Brevard. She'll be opening the event. So, and she's an excellent speaker. Definitely come out and hear what she has to say. And then Mr. King will go on after that.
And will there be a question and answer session?
Yes. After that, he will answer questions directly from the audience. Well, we'll have them on cards so that he can answer as many as possible so people can really make their voices heard, which I think is just critically important.
Where can people find out more about the organization? Maybe they'd like to get involved with Speak Out Brevard or more information about the event on Wednesday.
On our website, www.speakoutbrevard.com, you can find out about our events. You can find out more about our organization. You can find out about things that we've done. We also have a private Facebook page for members, but we have one that's open to the public where we do use that to promote our events, and that's Speak Out Brevard Info.
So once again, Wednesday the 11th, it begins at?
It begins at 5:30.
And it'll be at Palm Bay Magnet High School?
Yes, in their auditorium. It's a great space, so we're very happy that they allowed us to have the event there.
Thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for helping to educate our community about the best candidates that are on the ballot.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.